She's a very freaky girl. Super freak, she's super freaky.
Tune into the Joe and Alex Show. We talked to Cleo, who since 1997, which is roughly 20 years, says she has not showered when she was 13. That's kind of the last time. She likes that smell. Now, she does do some hygiene stuff as far as that. She uses baby wipes.
Only once a month during that time. That is it. She doesn't use those to bathe at all.
She's like, I do my laundry. I'm not dirty or anything.
She said she
clean
does,
clothing.
She washes her clothes every single day, and then she has dreads, so she doesn't wash her hair, and she doesn't shave. She says a razor is never touched her skin.
So I don't know. What do you think? Is that kind of freaky to you? Is that really gross? Or does she got a point maybe kind of being that natural, like not putting crap all over your body? 317-239-1009. Also, Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram.
Kerrigan says, this girl is tripping. We didn't have grocery stores a long time ago either, but I'm not hunting and fishing for every meal. That's exactly what I was thinking. Her argument that, well, we didn't have soap before. I'm like, well, what is that?
But Amber, it's true though. Soap dry. Look at like when I do like my beard stuff too, it does dry your skin out. I don't care if you got Dove or whatever creamy soap's the best in the market.
Ugh.
It still does have an effect on your skin.
Amber says, what about toothpaste? We did forget to ask her about her oral hygiene. Forgot that. Leanne said, ask her what her house smells like. You know how everybody has a house smell? Imagine, guys.
Imagine. Ours smells like wet dogs sometimes because they go to the bark park so much. But I think a lot of people, I finally realized it the other day. I'm like, ooh, we got that dog smell. Maybe you don't realize your own funk, whatever that funk might be.
Ugh. Someone else said, could you imagine being her OBGYN? # disgusting. Nicole said, I'm all for the hippie lifestyle, except this. Ranky and stanky should not be a lifestyle.
Yo, Mallory, you think this is totally like a good thing, right?
I think it's nasty. It's disgusting. I can't even go 2 days without a bath.
Yeah, I think the longest that I've ever gone, I was probably really sick, and maybe 2 or 3 days, but it was severe sickness. Severe.
I mean, I'm the type that if I feel my hair is greasy, I got to get shampoo on it.
Yep.
If I feel like I need to shave, that razor's going.
Yeah, but normally I shower once a day.
The biggest thing that causes me to shower, like if I would go a day or two and then finally, it's like the crotch region kind of gets that
funk. Yeah, you kind of feel like you got to get that area clean.
Like the taint, yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I have to admit, when it comes to sex, I won't have sex unless I shower.
I'm the same way. Well, I mean, like,
I
don't have a lot of sex,
girl,
but.
Well, I feel like if you're a girl, that first shave that you get, that is, to me, I feel like that's the greatest turn on when a man has touched some clean legs, some smooth legs.
Alex, what about you? What's your stuff? Do you shower before sex or what?
You know I'm not having sex. I'm waiting until I'm married to have sex, so there's no showering.
Oh, honey, not me. It took me until I was like almost 30 to have my... get mine popped.
Oh,
wow. Wait, 30? That's a sidebar. Did you wait for 30?
I was only like 25, so.
Wait. What age were you when you lost your virginity?
25.
Oh!
Yes. And it was when my parents were home downstairs in the living room and me and my friend went upstairs in my room.
Wow, this could be a freak show Friday right here. I like this. Okay.
The oldest virgin listening. That is what we should do.
We'll do that one day.
Who can be
me? You guys should do that, but I mean, that girl needs to shower. She needs to get some like bio something.
All right, hey, thank you for calling
Sorry
in this morning.
Guessing.
It's
Sorry.
Okay. I dumped you. Thank you for calling in this morning. We all get excited sometimes. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Steve.
Hey, Steve, what's up? What do you think about Cleo? She hasn't showered, she says, in about 20 years. She wipes and stuff, but doesn't go in there with soap and scrub and all that good stuff.
Well, I can't relate to the 20-year syndrome, but I've gone without a shower up to 2 to 3 weeks.
Whoa, why?
Was that like military stuff? Why'd you go that long? Or camping?
I ain't never really been big on showers or taking baths growing up, I guess. I mean, my mother would have to fight with me to get me to take a shower or take a bath when I was a kid. And I'd put a little bit of shampoo on my head so when she smelled it, then she would think that I took a bath.
You just see her.
Just rub a little bit on top, you're good, yeah.
Okay, I have many questions. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Indianapolis.
Like what part?
South Side.
Okay. And how old were you when you went on your 2 to 3 week stint of no showering? Probably like a preteen?
Yeah. I mean, pretty much off and on all my life. I mean, it's like I'd say a few months ago, I think I went about 3 weeks without a shower.
And how often are you having sex?
Pretty frequent, 3-4 times a week.
Dang!
Yeah. Are you married?
Yes.
Your wife does not care. Does she also go that long without showering?
No, she's real particular with her hygiene.
So how can she not care about yours?
And she's like, you're the only person I've ever seen that can go days or even weeks without a shower and not stink.
Yeah, ew. So that's what I was going to ask. Like, you might go that long and it may not be that bad, right? Because if I go a couple of days, like, like, I'm disgusting, but it sounds like you can go like a week or two and it doesn't smell bad.
Wait. I still have another question. Okay, so if your wife, though, as a female, decided to go 2 or 3 weeks without showering, would you still want to have sex with her?
Oh, no. I guess it's kind of a different, I think it's a different ball game. With a woman, you know, they've down below. I mean, I'll freshen up my lower region and freshen up my armpits, but that's about it.
You wear deodorant every day?
Yes, I have to do that.
And how old are you?
Almost 40.
This is just so interesting to me. Wow.
For real, yeah. Here's your song, man. Thank you for calling, and we appreciate it.
Smell.
Where's my Mr. Krabs drop?
smell.
That what?
The smell that smells.
I got to tell you right there, this might have been one of the best Freak Show Fridays because it spawned off other people. And that's what I love. I love people that listen to this show and call in because I don't know. I feel like I'm just like everybody listening. Like, I smell my armpits. You never do that. Admit it.
No.
You never do that. Hold on. Let me do it real quick.
I can't even look at you. I'm closing my eyes.
Ooh, it's kind of wet.
Ew.
Smell it real quick.
Stop.
No, just smell
it. No, I'm not smelling. Oh my God, I'm going to throw up.
It's got
get that hand away from me.
I can smell it from here.
No, it's like a good smell. Okay, you can lie. And I'm not stealing it from the SNL bit, but there's a lot of people, whether you admit it or not on the radio or tweet us, Joe and Alex show, that you do smell your pits from time to time. Like, you put your hand underneath of it. I just did it right now. I definitely need some deodorant. I'm going to put that out there.
Ew.